USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Russian-controlled nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine that has been at the center of international concern will have its final working reactor powered down because of shelling in the area. The Zaporizhia power plant has been cut off from the electricity grid for several days. The plant is the largest nuclear power plant in Europe. Here in the States, we are remembering September 11, 2001, President Biden spoke to those gathered at the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. He said that we are continuing to keep our promise to never forget.
When future generations come here to sit in the shade of the maple trees that shelter the memorial grown tall and strong with passing years, they will find the names of patriots. They will feel the connection that will come to pass on September 11, 2001, and how our country was forever changed.
In New York, they read the names of all 2,983 men, women, and children who perished in the attack. Vice President Kamala Harris and the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, was in attendance there. First Lady Jill Biden spoke at a ceremony in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The flag-draped coffin of Queen Elizabeth II has arrived in Edinburgh. A somber procession that began at Balmoral Castle continued through the Scottish countryside before arriving at the palace. Mourners lined the streets to pay their respects. Her eldest son, King Charles III, and Queen Consort Camilla will be in Edinburgh on Monday. The casket will then fly to London ahead of next week's state funeral. Canada's Conservative Party picked Pierre Poilievre as its new leader. He's been in Parliament for two decades and supported the Freedom Convoy of Canadian truckers who protested pandemic restrictions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Two Native American tribes in South Dakota have doubled up to buy 40 acres around the Wounded Knee National Historic Landmark, calling the purchase of the land on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation an act of cooperation to ensure the area was preserved as a sacred site. Visa joining MasterCard and American Express in categorizing credit card transactions that happen at gun shops separately. Visa announcing their intentions to do so on Saturday, adopting the new merchant code that was announced on Friday. Michael Jennings, the Alabama pastor who was arrested while watering his neighbor's flowers in a video that has gone viral, has filed a federal lawsuit against the three officers and the city of Childersburg. Many who have watched the video say that Jennings was arrested for watering flowers while black. He was doing so back in May after his neighbors asked him to watch their house while they were out of town. Jennings alleges that his constitutional rights were violated and that the ordeal has caused lingering problems, including emotional distress and anxiety. Officers responded to a call after a white neighbor reported, quote, a younger black male and a gold SUV were at the house. Firefighters in California are making progress against 11 major wildfires. The Mosquito Fire, consuming more than 41,000 acres, is 10% contained. The Fairview Fire consumed more than 28,000 acres so far. That was at 45% containment. The Mountain and Mill Fire are 60 and 90% contained, respectively. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.